Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Our dearest friend, BB Shea, has just come in.
What's going on?
We love the guy. Yeah. He played the Big Money Celebrity Match Game.
He's kind of getting a heels reception.
That's right. A little bit. I'll tell you, he just told us that he watched, I bet Biggie would be into this too, the Vince McMahon documentary on Netflix. You see it?
Binged it already.
Oh, you already saw it?
Is it a series?
Yeah, it's a 5-episode miniseries, yeah.
You know, and what it revealed to me was, and I never was into wrestling. You know that.
Nah, you too.
He's made a square motion with his fingers. I want it known. It was not. It'll be on camera later on YouTube. For those of you who are not watching now, he has made a square motion as he does a whistle.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. Full disclosure. I didn't watch wrestling.
Well, L7.
Okay. That's what they call me, L7. They'll say, what are you playing on the jukebox? L7? I never got it. Chris Dim, he makes a square motion. Now, I didn't watch wrestling. I wasn't into it. One time, a big group, including Chris Dim, went to see wrestling when it came here. And
everything. Oh.
And I said,
the glory days of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's my guy.
Well, that's how everybody reacted. And, and they said, do you want to go? And I was like, no. And in fact, when I was watching something on Netflix, I saw that Vince McMahon thing come up. And I thought, I have no interest in this whatsoever.
Next.
Just click right to the next one.
Yeah.
You know, double thumbs down. Don't care anything about it.
Who was behind this? Do you know who's making the documentary?
Bill Simmons. He was an executive producer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Simmons. He had a lot to do with it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The sports guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, here's what was revealed. BB Shea was like, oh, I love this guy or that guy. And Chris Dim, you know, in Chris Dim's era, the Ric Flairs or the world, you know.
The Nature Boy.
So now, when I was very young, on Saturday afternoon, they would have Mid-Atlantic Wrestling on. You know that.
The
Gold Standard. And it was always Ric Flair or, you know, some other villain who would run his mouth. And
Black Jack Mulligan.
And I would, they'd run their mouth so much. And I would look at the screen and go, I hope you lose because the way you're so
to
much.
That clean cut fellow in the tights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the clean cut, there'd be one guy just with his big floppy belly and wearing just the little tights against Ric Flair or Black Jack Mulligan. And it would look for all the world like the guy you never heard of was going to win. And then at the last second, everything turned around. And I would yell at the screen, he's cheating. He's cheating. Flair cheated. And Mulligan.
That's a foreign object.
It's a folding chair.
He hit him in the nuts. It's a low blow.
Right. He'd get thrown out of the ring and come back in with a folding chair. And somehow the referee is turned around or unconscious.
Never saw it.
How can we not see this?
It's almost like
the
scripted.
Ref is in on it. Yes. Yes. And I would yell it at the screen. And my father would be like, son, go outside.
You are ruining it.
Come on.
That's why I never liked wrestling. I always cheered for the underdog. For the unheard of guy. What do they call them? Jobbers.
Jobbers.
Yeah.
Jobbers.
I mean, there were good guys. They were faces. They had heroes, too. They had hero followings, too.
I wanted those guys to win. They never won.
Well, occasionally, the faces would win.
I mean, Hulk Hogan, he was the greatest face of all time.
Until he made the heel turn.
Until he made the heel turn in WCW, yeah.
Yeah.
Long past, I didn't even know that. No. I don't know anything about him.
Hulk Hogan in the WCW, I had a very Chris Kelly's son moment when I was in high school with wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I had gone to a wrestling event the night before, locally, where the WCW was in town. At the time, the NWO was everywhere.
Enormous. Mm-hmm. Yes.
A giant. And they had just put out, they had just become the NWO Wolfpack.
Mm-hmm.
So they debuted like new shirts. Well, of course, I bought one. Had to have one. Mm-hmm. NWO Wolfpack. Totally forgot the next day was picture day.
Oh, no. You're wearing it.
So I'm wearing it in. Yep. So somewhere, because my parents refused to buy it.
Yeah.
It's the only school picture they don't have of me. Is like my sophomore, junior, I think sophomore year of high school.
NWO.
Because I'm wearing an NWO shirt.
He's wearing like, JNCOs, too.
Yeah, they were like, you're an idiot. We're not buying this school picture.
Exactly. And you know, when we started talking about wrestling, who was that one guy? I know you idol. You think it's so funny when he was at the wrestling convention.
Just some poor guy.
And the guy, even the leader was like, man, you're getting way.
Calm down, man.
Way too into this.
Next question, Jeff, where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it. I mean. Thank you.
Take it easy, man.
Easy, easy.
Calm down. Take it easy, man.
That's the guy who got hit 1,000 times with a folding chair.
Yeah. Take it easy, brother. Hey, man, take it easy.
Take it easy, man. Easy,
brother. That's right. I told one of my teachers one time in junior high, I was like, that's not real. They're scripting this thing. And my teacher was like, well, of course, dumbass.
Yeah. No, you know that.
I was like, no, it can't be.
And once you embrace that, once you embrace the fact that that it's a great show and you start pulling for the bad guys, it's like the Wizard of Oz going from black and white to color.
I never embrace it. I want it to be a competition.
Yes.
And I cannot have it.
You can't bring a beer truck to the ringstone.
Exactly. That's what I said. I said, how can this be allowed? I was so upset by it. This is competition. This is not fixed. This is the big money celebrity match game. All Chris right. will be on to play first. Chris, you can have A, B, C, or D and try to match BB, Shay, Chris Dim, and Biggie. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing real well.
Favorite wrestler, Chris?
Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Okay.
Ooh, good one.
All right.
Good call.
All right. I don't know these things.
Nah.
Who would you like, A, B, C, or D here? Chris Tim did that square thing again. Yeah, he did that square thing again. Yeah. A, B, C, or D, Chris?
C, please.
C, did you say?
Yes, sir.
All right. Listen closely here. C for Chris. Listen closely. Everybody write down what's the best answer to this, and Chris, you think about it. Long John Silver the Pirate was an amateur ventriloquist. He could make his voice come out his blank. Think about that. Everybody write down the answer. Long John Silver, the pirate, was an amateur ventriloquist. Arrgh. He could make his voice come out his blank. Be thinking? Chris, everybody writes down the answer here.
My Sharpie's out of ink.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's fair.
This is terrible. Or you'll have to just go with an ink pen. If you need a pen, you can do it on a piece of paper. Look at BB Shay.
Up
never
and
seen
going.
Oh, yeah, he's got it. He springs into
Thank
action
you.
And gets Chris Dim a new Sharpie. Again, Long John Silver the Pirate
yes.
was an amateur ventriloquist. He could make his voice come out of his blank. Biggie's in. Chris Dim is in, even with new Sharpie. And BB Shay, after moving quickly, back with a new Sharpie. That's good. I like the way you
move. Yeah, spring into action.
Okay, Chris. Long John Silver the Pirate was an amateur ventriloquist. He could make his voice come out of his blank. What do you say, Chris?
His pet parrot.
His pet parrot. That's a good answer, Biggie.
Parrot.
One, Chris Dim.
Well, not only did Long John Silver have a parrot on his shoulder,
mm-hmm.
he also had a wooden leg. His peg leg.
Peg leg. Also good. BB Shay.
I said parrot.
We got two matches here early. Okay, so
All right.
two. A score has been put into the clubhouse. That's the line to beat. Mark is next. You can have A, B, or D. Hello, Mark. Which would you like?
I would like B as in boy.
Please. B as in boy it is. Listen closely, everybody writes. George is such a heavy drinker. He always keeps a bottle in his right pocket and blank in his left pocket. Think about that. Write down the answer. George is such a heavy drinker. He always keeps a bottle in his right pocket and blank in his left pocket. Look at Chris Demardi in. He knows this era. George is such a heavy drinker. He always keeps a bottle in his right pocket and blank in his left pocket. Need two to tie and three to take the lead, Mark, because Chris had a masterful performance there with two in the first round. BB Shay is in.
Yeah.
Biggie's finishing.
I don't know if I like it.
Got it. No, I think he's. You got it. Okay. Back over to you, Mark. Got to get two to stay in the game. George is such a heavy drinker, he always keeps a bottle in his right pocket and blank in his left pocket. Mark, what do you say?
A shot glass.
Shot glass, bottle in right pocket, shot glass in left pocket. Biggie.
I said ice.
Ice. Mm. Not quite. Chris Dim, need this one.
Ice.
Oh.
Wow.
That makes me feel a little better.
Ice would have tied it.
Wow.
BB Shay.
I said shot glass.
Boom.
Oh, just one, Mark.
Ice, baby.
Good answers both, though. Okay, sorry, Mark. Chris stays in the lead with two, and there are two players left to try to pass two. Ron is one of them. Ron, hello. You can have A or D. Which would you like?
I'll take D, Chris.
All right, D it is. Listen closely, and everybody writes down their answer to this. Mark said, boy, the Beverly Hills unemployment office is unique. People go there in their blanks. Think about that. Everybody writes down the answer. Mark said, boy, the Beverly Hills unemployment office is unique. People go there in their blanks. You get two and we tie. Three and you take the lead. Anything less than two, Chris remains in the lead. Ron, you must have two to stay in the game. Chris Dim is in.
Read it one more time.
Mark said, boy, the Beverly Hills unemployment office is unique. People go there in their blanks. Chris Dim in. BB Shea, you're in?
No.
Oh, no, you're thinking. Okay. Biggie's in. He's got it now. He's coming to him. He's thinking about it. I can see that.
No, it's not coming.
No, it's not coming to him. All right. You can look on to Chris Dim's paper, people. You got him the pen early. Mark said, boy, that Beverly Hills unemployment office is unique. People go there in their blanks. Ron, what do you say?
I'm going to say limousines, Chris.
Limousines. That's a really, really good answer. Something ritzy. Biggie.
Mercedes-Benz.
Oh. Oh. So close. Chris Dim.
Well, I almost wrote Lamborghinis, but I wrote limousines.
And that means that B.B. Shea, who struggled so long with
mightily, you have no idea.
And
that was tough, bro.
Decided not to look on.
Did you just not grasp it?
Yeah, I'm not I'm broke, man. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, none of us live in Beverly Hills. How much money do you think it would
some
take
of us
for
live
you?
In the hills.
Oh, yeah. Right. Come on. Yeah. How much money do you think it would take for you to not have to worry about money as a yearly salary? We had this earlier today, the number.
To never like to just make
well, not it's like you're comfortable.
To not be worried.
Not don't worry about.
Probably like 150,000?
200 was the answer. Yeah. 200,000 was the answer. Show us limousine.
I said house robe.
In your house robe. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, even poors have robes.
That's nice to me.
In fact, sometimes house that's robe. All they have.
That's high living to me.
These poors are walking around in the house robe. My God. Jared, and still the lead stands at two with Chris. I have to apologize for BB Shea, Ron. I'm sorry. Jared, your last player. How are you?
All right, good. P1 from Myrtle Beach.
Well, thank you for listening to Myrtle Beach. Here we go. On her honeymoon, Hortense discovered that the blank of her husband's body made her faint. On her honeymoon, Hortense discovered that the blank of her husband's body made her faint. Fill in the blank and be a winner. Two ties it. Three wins it. On her honeymoon, Hortense discovered that the blank of her husband's body made her faint.
Do we think that name will ever come back?
You Hortense.
Know, old names come back from time to time.
I don't know. Hortense, I don't know.
That's a little dated.
I think that's too much. Yeah, too far. I believe. Maybe Shay is thinking.
It's a punchline to an old joke about a whorehouse.
It's true. What is it? How do you make a.
How do you make a Hortense?
How do you make a Hortense? Don't pay her. Just came to me. Sorry. Okay, BB Shea. No pressure. We're running short on time.
Here we go. Yeah. We got it. We're good.
Remember the time cues. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jared. Must get two to tie, three to win. On her honeymoon, Hortense discovered that the blank of her husband's body made her faint. What do you say, Jared?
His peace.
His peace?
His peace.
I think is what he said.
The black. The Johnson.
Yes.
Okay. His peace. Biggie.
Smell.
Chris Dim.
Sight.
Sight. Yes, I think that was more appropriate. BB Shea.
Shape.
Any of those. Jared, sorry. Chris posted it too. It held up. Well done. I think I'll remember this game for BB Shea's performance.